Welcome to Charity Connect Podcast. This is a podcast that connects donors and donees, NGOs and volunteers, and publicizes charity works and events. My name is Shola Matthew, and I am your host. All right, welcome to Charity Connect Podcast. My name is Shola Matthew, and today I have a very special guest in the house. Her name is Odun Ayo Aliyu. You're welcome, Miss Odun Ayo Aliyu. Or which one should I call you? What's the first name?
Yeah, I'm Odun Ayo.
Oh, great. So, you're welcome to this episode of the Charity Connect podcast.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shalabel.
You're welcome. Even though the network actually of Nigeria didn't want to allow us to have this podcast this today, but all us, you know, throughout us, we thank God that we are actually here right now.
Yeah.
So
we are overcomers.
Yeah, definitely. We are overcomers. We are overcomers. So, Miss Odun Ayo, can you just tell us a bit about you, what you really do, especially in, because I know that you are the Minister for Education and Advocacy at the Green Institute. You are also the president of the Love Letters Child Support Initiative. So, I'm a bit of fix right now. So, just tell us what you actually do.
Okay. Well, as the Minister of Education and Advocacy at the Green Institute,
okay,
what I do basically is I advocate for environmental education in secondary schools, and I'm also responsible for teaching young children everything that has to do with environmental science.
Wow.
You know, we do this in bid of raising children that are environmental conscious, so that we don't, by the time they grow up, we don't have the same issues that we are having now, you know, fighting climate change and the rest.
Yeah.
That is what I do at the Green Campus Initiative.
Okay. And at the Love Letters Child Support Initiative?
Okay. So, Love Letters Child Support Initiative, I founded it last year, September. It is a non-government organization that strongly believes that every child has the right to education. And what we do is we work with children in marginalized areas, less privileged children. We try to connect them with eligible sponsors, people who can pay for their educational materials and fee. That is what we do, basically. But it is actually beyond that, because we hope to be able to help these children to not only send them to school, but also to bring out the best in them, their potentials, to help them refine it.
That is so much a profound initiative from you. I really love that. So I know that you were called Mother of 36. At a particular time, I saw that on your social media, Andrew, where you said you are Mother of 36. Does it mean that you have 36 children or so?
Oh, yeah. No, they are not my biological children, but I call them my children because we have 36 children at the Love Letters Child Support Initiative right now that we are supporting. So I call them my children. I see them as my children. Mm-hmm. That is why I said I am a mother of 36 children, because they are part of my life now. Basically, what I do on a daily basis, whatever I do, they fuel my passion. Okay. So when I think about myself, I think about them too. So I can boldly say that I'm their mother.
All right. Actually, because when I saw that, I was like, wow, this young lady has given birth to about 36 children. How come? But that's actually, I'm glad to hear that. So what has been some of your challenges about raising kids like this? You know, kids sometimes could be very, very funny to raise. So what have been your challenges? And what have been the challenges of the Love Letters Child Support Initiative in general?
Okay, when we started, one of the basic and the most prominent challenge that we had, apart from the financial constraint, was that at first it was difficult to convince people that you are honest. You know, Nigerian people are not. Nigerians have been raised with a suspicious conscience. Hmm. So when you're trying to help people, they're always thinking that, okay, there's an hidden agenda somewhere. Hmm. So we had a lot of issues trying to convince people that we are just normal people. We don't have any hidden agenda. We are not going to traffic these children or something.
Okay.
So, but about that, because of the kind of person I am, I've been, I think integrity played out in that way. It's really, really helped me because people started speaking out for us that, oh, no, this is Odunayo, she's someone that I know, I've worked with her and blah, 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 and all that. So we're able to overcome that challenge. Then parents started trusting us with their kids and schools started trusting us and all that. So we were able to deal with that challenge. Then again, what other challenge? The other challenge I think we had was, another Nigerian common problem.
Okay.
Some people started saying that, government has given us money now and things like that. They believe that you have money. How can you just wake up and say you want to help people if you don't have somebody financing it somewhere and all that?
Okay.
So, people start saying that government, you've collected money now and things like that. And I'm like, okay, so whatever you want to say, just give me the kid and let me help them. And
okay.
That's all. So,
all right. As an NGO, as an NGO, I know that there are a lot of challenges, especially financially. There are so many youth outside there. I was still speaking with a youth yesterday who said the cost to register an NGO is that much. So as an NGO, how do you get your fund and, all those sorts of things like that, especially fund? How do you get fund?
Basically, since we started, we have team members. So we make do with our own personal contributions.
Okay.
Every one of us have a quota that we donate into the initiative. Then also, I have friends that have been supporting us. I have friends, my network of friends and family,
okay,
that give to the initiative voluntarily. That is how we've been doing. Then at the time, we had a big sale, May 29 this year. We had a big sale.
Okay.
An organization in Ibadan called I Bake for Life. They partner with us and we had a big sale. Though the big sale, we ended up spending more than we actually acquired, but it was a great success too, because the initiative, apart from the finance that we're able to gather from that, a lot of people come to know more about the initiative through that, and there has been a lot of support. Then some of our children got scholarship through that program.
Okay. All right. Is it that the children stay in one particular place, or how do you take care of those children?
I didn't get the question, sir.
Okay. Are the children put in one location, or are they coming for training, or is it that you go to different schools? How does the program run?
Okay. The children stay with their guardian. And for those that don't have parents anymore, they stay with their guardian. For those that have indigent parents, they still stay with their parents. We don't take them off there. We believe in family. We believe that children should be raised within the family too. So they are staying with their guardian or their parents. What we do is we take care of everything that has to do with their education. And we believe that their guardian or parents, whatever the case is, should be able to take care of their feeding and all those other necessary stuff.
Okay, that's great, Odunayo. Can people join this initiative, and how can they join?
People can join. People should join. we believe the many, the merrier.
Okay.
So how can they join? they can, I would encourage people to follow us on our Facebook page.
All right.
Because, and they can call me. Okay, because now we don't have a website yet. I would have said they should go to our website and blah, 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 and all that. But we are working towards that.
Okay. I think you can give our audience your web or your Facebook page and your phone number so that they can reach you at any time.
Okay. My own Facebook, for the initiative, our Facebook name is The Love Letters Church Support Initiative.
Okay.
And our Instagram page too is the same. My own number, should I?
Yeah, of course. You're free.
Okay. My number is 080-3627-6672. Again, 080-3627-6672. So you can reach me on that line for any question and further inquiries.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Ms. Odun Ayo. I would like you to give a piece of advice to our listeners, especially youth out there listening to us.
Okay, what do I say? Well, I would say to everybody, especially youth, that we cannot continue to just sit and fold our hands and keep complaining that things are not working well in Nigeria, things are not fine, this is not happening and all that. You cannot continue to sit down and wish. I think it is better that you stand up and do that thing that you are wishing that somebody else would do.
Okay.
I think that is how we can all make this nation a better place. That is how we can all live an impactful life. So, and I will also encourage everyone, especially youth, to pursue their purpose dauntlessly, because money is not always a challenge. For me personally, I don't consider money to be a challenge, because when I want to do any project, I don't, because that is one of the most common excuses that youth will give you, that I want to do this, but there's no money.
Definitely.
So I would actually say that before you consider that money part, first just sit down, analyze what you want to do, analyze it, and it's not always about money. I don't know how to explain it. It's not always about money. You could use your relationship, use your integrity, use your connections to do that thing that money is making you not able to do. I don't know if Shalai is getting what I'm saying.
I'm getting what you're saying, of course.
Okay. So it's not always about money. You can be creative, innovate.
What you're saying is that money is not the real problem, that if people can find purpose and determine and just use their connection and all that, then they will be able to achieve what they want to achieve, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, what are some of the projects that you have carried out that has imparted life?
Okay, personally, at Love Letters Church Support Initiative, we have had series of programs, not too much. We run a project called What Does Love Look Like? And we are still currently on the project. The project is to support 50 children,
okay.
50 vulnerable children. We are running that. We have 36 of them now, like I said earlier.
Okay.
And what we want to do with the project, and that is what we are currently doing, is to help these children throughout their primary school. We pick them at a tender age, primary one, primary two, primary three, and all that. So we will be solely responsible for their primary school education. Then we hope to be able to continue to their secondary school. And one of our major drivers, by the time those children will get to SS3,
yeah,
as we run it in Nigeria, by the time they get to SS3, we would have been able to furnish them to the extent that by the time they get to we are hoping to develop their creative spirit and entrepreneurial mind, that by the time they enter into their tertiary institution, they will be able to finance themselves through their tertiary education. Yes. So that's that. Then we have also, we were able to supply, to give them school supplies, okay, educational supplies, okay, last section. That was a session they finished before, when did they finish? June or July or so.
That should be,
so we're able to, give about 30 children school supplies. We're able to buy school uniforms for some of them. We're able to buy school sandals. We're able to, we did training for them too. We did a 3 days program during this holiday.
Okay.
That was August 7 to 11. We did holiday kids time where we taught them art and craft.
Hmm.
And all that.
Yeah, I think I saw something.
Then at the Green Institute.
Okay.
You saw it, okay.
Yeah, I saw something like that on your Facebook page.
Then at the, as a Minister of Education at the Green Institute, we've done a lot of renovations for schools. There was one time last year, we did Litaya Community Primary School. We renovated the place, painted it, cleaned, cut bush and the toilet and all that. So there are a lot of all those community projects that we engage in. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we take at the Love Letters Petport Initiative. We take these children for competitions. We take them out for competitions. We prepare them for competition because we believe that by the time these children travel and meet other children of their peers, age mates, they begin to see things in different perspective from where they came from. That, oh, so children can be like this. This is how to live. Oh, really? And things like that. So, like, last week Thursday,
yeah,
we took some of them to Akure. There was a major competition that came up in Akure, and we took three of our children to the place, and they all did well. One of them, Akinwande Judah, came as a, he was awarded the first best presenter.
Wow.
Then, blessed to second best presenter. Then Judah again was given the overall best presentation, overall third best presentation, and like that. And these things has been changing the students' orientation because many of them has never left their community before. They've never left their community before. And all these things they may sound minimal, but it has a long-term effect on the memory of these children.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that. According to you, you wrote once on your Facebook page that it is better to preserve the children than to repair an adult.
Than to repair adults.
Yes. So, lest I forget, I want to ask that, how can someone recommend a child? How do you get, because you say your aim is to actually get up to 50 and you've gotten about 36,
yes,
right? So how can people, yes, recommend children to you, people that are listening to us right now?
Okay. At the time, last year, we did a flyer that people should recommend children. And on the flyer, we said that they should. There's a form they will fill. You sign the name of the child, the age, the class, if the child has started school at all. And the address, you send it to our mail, and we'll all test a message, send it as a test message. Then what we'll do is we go to the house, we go to the location, and we further investigate if this child is really vulnerable.
Mm.
That is how we'll do it.
Okay, yeah. Because there is actually a program by Christian Charity Network, we call it Back to School, and they're somehow similar. So we're thinking if it's possible to recommend children. So what email can we recommend the children to, or anybody that is listening to us right now, what email can we recommend, can we make the recommendation?
Okay. You can send it to my own mail. We had a mail for the initiative, but in at the point we had to change the name,
okay,
of the initiative because of registration at CEC.
Oh.
So you can send it to my own mail, or odwanyo@leo@gmail.com, or to my number as a test message.
Okay, please kindly recall the number.
0803627-6672.
All right, Miss Odunayo, we are really glad to have you on this episode of the Charity Connect podcast. What can you say about this podcast?
Oh my goodness. I'm really, really, really excited that I have okay, a brother, I can call you a brother, that is doing something wonderful, because this podcast will actually go a long way. Mm. It will be able to reach many people that I may not be able to reach personally.
Yeah.
And you are giving initiative like us, you are giving it a platform where we can be able to, where many people can be able to know more about what we do. I'm really, really happy about this podcast, because when you sent me the link, I went through some of the previous podcasts you've had, and they are amazing things, they are amazing people that you have actually recorded what they are doing. And I'm grateful for this opportunity, Mr. Shola.
Yeah, thank you very, very much for your review about our podcast. We are so much glad. Okay, back to our listeners. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Charity Connect podcast. You can always visit our Facebook page, Charity Connect Podcast, and also our website, charityconnectpodcast.com, or like our Instagram or follow us on Instagram, Charity Connect Podcast. We are very, very happy to have you. And to Miss Odunayo, thank you very, very much. We are so much happy to have you. Can you say the final note to our listeners?
Thank you, Mr. Shola. I'm so, so, so grateful. Okay, listeners, I would encourage you to follow Mr. Shola, follow the podcast on Facebook
podcast,
and yes, Charity Connect Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, because you will surely be listening to a lot of great people in Nigerians doing stuff that you had never imagined to be happening. So thank you for listening to us. Take care of yourself.
All right.
See you at the top.
Yeah, see you at the top. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Charity Connect Podcast. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/ Charity Connect Podcast. Also, follow at Shola Matthew on Twitter and at Shola_Matthew on Instagram. See you on the next episode.